to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Masked federal agents today conducting an immigration raid on a farm in Ventura County, California. Protesters blocking agents in the street, agents throwing smoke canisters into the crowd. An investigation after a massive tunnel collapsed in Los Angeles. Firefighters rescuing the 31 workers who were trapped underground at an industrial complex. LA Fire Captain Danny Wu says all made it out alive.
Thankfully, by the grace of God, we had 31 out of 31, which is amazing because that would have been an extended, prolonged rescue effort.
As the search and rescue effort continues, the number of people dead in the devastating Texas floods has grown to 121. More than 166 are still missing. A New Hampshire judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing its executive order to end birthright citizenship. The ruling allows the case to proceed as a class action. The White House calling the decision, quote, an obvious and unlawful attempt to circumvent the Supreme Court's clear order against universal relief. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, mid-60s. High tomorrow, low 80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Currently at 79.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day. Every day.
98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. Down bar across the railroad track, I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, broken dreams dancing out. of a neon moon.
AQ Country.
All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I got kicked around, I've been black and blue, on my own way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every I left behind me up in smoke, every fork in the road. It was all worth the while when I finally saw you smile. Every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. I got the radio up, the sun is going down. I'll take a lift at the bank, I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. I've missed all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
She's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Before he sees. hit from a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, I slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time I'll think before he.
Country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. And even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Thank you.
been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on. So I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
Big G here, and I'm coming to you live from the patio, one of my favorite places to eat, Coop's Pizza Parlor in Hayward, Wisconsin. I'm diving into the all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar lunch buffet, and man, what a spread! Between Coop's Family Pizza varieties and the stacked salad bar, trust me, you won't leave hungry. And the price, holy cow, under $11? Excuse me, I'm headed up for round three. Coop's Pizza, Hayward's first choice of family recipe pizza, also available in frozen varieties.
Summer is in full swing at Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. Whatever your favorite outdoor activity is, Bader's has the gear and accessories to make your time in Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods more enjoyable. From fishing to boating, camping to hiking, Bader's has you covered this summer. Check out their website, baderssportscenter.com, or see them on Facebook. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips. Get out and enjoy beautiful northern Wisconsin this summer.
Len Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Big G from 98Q Country is bringing the party live on site at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls. It's the Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Come out for free food and drinks, spin the 98Q Country prize wheel. You could win Mall of America passes, brewer tickets, D&D certificates, and much more. Classic cars, fun prizes, and top-notch service. D&D does it all with ASE certified techs, tire perks, great deals, and 24-hour towing. Reinders Incorporated of Monaco reminds all drivers this summer to use the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense, and avoid the three D's: drugs, drinking, and driving. You'll not only help to keep our roads and highways safe for everyone, but you'll also be working for your own safety too. This message courtesy of Reinders Incorporated of Monaco, serving our community with quality and pride for commercial and industrial landscaping materials, topsoil, rock, and excavating. Call 715-356-3600. Reinders of Monaco, on the air because they care.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, mid-60s. High tomorrow, low 80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Right now it's 78 degrees.
98Q Country.
On the not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight, I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river needs the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. I remember taking you back to right where I first met you. You were so surprised. There were people around, but I didn't care. I got down on one knee right there once again. I thought I loved you then. But now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you. Said that before, and now you're my whole life, now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday. I thought I loved you. And I thought I loved you.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball, 98Q Country.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket sinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. I still make a little noise, raise a little hell.
running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. I trained a million nights of getting loose and turned full, but just one night with her dress on the floor. 'Cause with a woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, 'cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last? If tomorrow never comes, 'cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say today how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? Tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of. If tomorrow never comes.
May all your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine, and summertime.
98 Q Country.
So pretty when the makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. Honestly say that she saved me, my girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turned back, ooh, she got me like. Yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Around causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them. But I bet they don't see what I see when I see my.
This is for all you girls about 42. Tossing pennies into the fountain of youth. Every laugh line on your face.
Times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know the fire.
Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going high.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what led you into this? You have thousands and thousands of people following you on many social media platforms. Talk about how this all started, first of all, if you could.
I mean, it really started with just my passion for not only just these small town taverns and small businesses, but just the social aspect of, like you said, going out and just having a couple cold drinks and maybe having a great homemade meal that some of these great bars have to offer. And I got to a point in my life where I just wasn't geared to keep going to the same place. You know, you get your local bar that everybody, kind of goes to. And it's, I thought, well, I'm going to start heading to different places and see what happens. And I had the idea for this crazy account. And I went to the very first bar, Langer's Bar. It's a little tiny bar down in the River Bottoms, just east of Ellsworth. I think everybody's familiar with Ellsworth cheese curds.
Yeah.
And I went there and did a short little video, and I decided to throw it on my TikTok account. I actually took the video first, and I made the TikTok account, and that video, I think, did over 700,000 views, realized I might be onto something here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good jump start. Exactly. Talk about. Let's grab one first of all from, of course, we're in northern Wisconsin here, Hayward Park Falls area. So let's grab one of them first of all and give an idea of where this venture has taken you. So maybe one of your favorites on the list there in the Hayward Park Falls, northern Wisconsin area.
Well, I think maybe the most iconic bar in that area, I think, would have to be the Moccasin right in downtown Hayward. It definitely looks like a dive bar on the outside. It's, the old green siding, and it looks like, maybe it could be fixed up a little bit, but in my eyes, I think it looks absolutely perfect on the outside. And when you walk inside, you realize that there's so much quirky taxidermy and giant walleye or musky mounts in there. And, it's just has that great vibe that we all love about these great dive bars that are all over the state of Wisconsin.
So the Moccasin down in Hayward, folks, of course, in the Hayward area, very familiar with that. So what qualifies, is there a certain criteria that makes it a dive bar? What would make it too fancy schmancy for you to say, nope, not a dive bar?
Yeah, I think the dive bar term, it's all, on the individual. Some place that I might consider a dive bar might not be a dive bar to other people, but I think, when people normally think of a dive bar, they think, it's dark, it's really dim in there, and the beers are cheap, and they may not even serve food, and they have their pull tabs and their pickled pig's feet and pickled gizzards behind the bar, I think another criteria of a dive bar is just a bar with history. There's so many bars in the state that are 80 plus years old, and they're time capsules, and they really are almost like a museum of sorts, especially to certain areas. In that Hayward area, there's so many gangster ties, even in northern Wisconsin, really all over Wisconsin. But during the Prohibition days with Capone and all those famous gangsters from the Chicago area. And they really are museums, to a certain extent, and they're destination spots. And not only that, to a lot of people, they're just a local watering hole that, that may hold two or three, and maybe sometimes even four generations of memories and history.
Are you on everyone, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff, everything?
Yep, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Yeah, I get a lot of views. I'm all over the place. I guess Facebook is probably my biggest one, and TikTok isn't too far behind it. And I'm right around 380,000 followers strong. So I guess I'm not the only person out there that enjoys these dive bars.
Have you ever, again, we're with Jared Schutz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. Have you ever walked into a bar with this dive bar review and the person who owns it has been like insulted that you're there? Have you ever run into that?
You know, it's happened a couple of times, and I think maybe because people don't understand maybe the concept of a dive bar, they think it's a derogatory term. And I think maybe there was a day and age where it was, and now I think it's pretty well known that, you know, the term dive bar is almost like a badge of honor. It's, to be considered a dive bar, because you just have to have that, you know, that at home feel and just that great vibe, to be a dive bar. I think, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, the fancier places are, you know, there's a lot of great fancier places too, like Anglers in Hayward is a beautiful place. It's definitely not a dive bar. I've reviewed it because it's a locally owned establishment that's, you know, that's an iconic place in Hayward as well. But sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily all about the total dives, but, you know, just more so the when I get to an area, you know, hitting a popular place, you know, that people go to so often, that people love to see, given its due too, and getting some airtime on my social media platforms.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into the diviest of the dive bars, people who have embraced the dive bar where maybe the building is, it's standing, but it's a question of whether it'll be standing the next day. So give me a diviest of the dive bars and maybe somebody who embraces that.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Like when you were describing that, I was picturing the Plywood Palace up in Mukwa, just maybe 10 minutes west of Ashland. And I've actually been there three times, and I was there about a month ago. And like you said, like it's standing, but I don't think anybody has any idea how. But it's, you know, that's a destination place. And somebody, I was talking to somebody about it here a couple weeks ago, and they told me that, yeah, the Plywood Palace is kind of the Vatican of dive bars. And it, as soon as they said it, I said, that makes the most sense. And I, you know, every other dive bar is just a spinoff of that one, you know, kind of like the Catholic churches are all just a spinoff of the Vatican, really. So, yeah. So that makes total sense to me. That sounds about right. And that's just an iconic place. And man, I don't know how much longer it's going to be around, but there's no question that it's probably the most popular dive bar in the entire state.
You mentioned, you touched on it just a little bit about the history, and it really, I would guess that a lot of these places you go to is almost like a museum or a historical society where there's artifacts, there's stories, not only verbally, but visually, but that is a living history of our area, right?
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things with doing what I do and the views that I get. You know, I'm doing, you know, 100 million views a year doing this, and it's preserving, you know, the history of this state. Obviously, we all know that there's no state that likes a cold beverage like Wisconsin does.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much of that history, and you know, we have, that's one of the big things about the Tavern League of Wisconsin is there to help preserve that history too. And I've actually become an affiliate member of the Tavern League, and it's such a tight-knit family, and it's an honor for me to be able to be associated with them, and you know, we're on the same page, and at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want these places to be around for a long, long time, and unfortunately, speaking of the Hayward area, I my phone blew up this weekend, more so than normal, and unfortunately, we lost a great pub in Stone Lake, little unincorporated town. Beautiful bar that I reviewed, Stone Lake Pub. I believe I was there 5 weeks ago, and unfortunately, they had a fire. I believe it was late Friday night, and that place is a total loss. It was a 99-year-old place, and beautiful inside and out. And I just, it's heartbreaking for me, you know, to think of the owners and all the workers and the patrons, you know, that called that place home for many, many years. And hopefully things are, you know, hopefully things are set up where they can rebuild. But when you lose a place like that, it hits me. Like I enter these places as a stranger, and I leave as family, and it's there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into running a bar. I know, and so I just, my heart goes out to the Stone Lake area and the owners of the Stone Lake Pub.
Check them out on all the social media platforms. Just millions of views. People are just really, really enticed and enthralled by this. So talk about something maybe that you found at a dive bar that even surprised you. I mean, you've seen the Rocky Mountain oysters and all the traditional things that go along with some of these dive bars. But give me something that even made your head kind of maybe turn a little bit in a bar you walked into.
Yeah, there's so many quirky things that you see, whether it's the setup in a bathroom where you could sit on a toilet and at the same time you could be washing your hands in the sink. You know, sometimes the plumbing is questionable at best, but you know, everything from the quirky taxidermy to seeing mice sitting around a table playing cards with little beer mugs in their hands, and like if this isn't Wisconsin, I don't know what is. And you know, there's just so many quirky things that just make you laugh and make you smile and just make the place, you know, just feel, you know, just have that vibe that just makes you feel at home when you step into a place.
Yeah. And I'm sure you mentioned this a little bit too, that you have a chance, depending on your schedule, of course, you're a working man like all of us, but you get a chance some of the places to maybe hang around a little bit longer than others. And like you said, by the time you get out of there, it's like you got a new family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the coolest part about what I do is the people that I meet and the stories that I hear. I know how much so many of these bars mean to so many people, whether it's, you know, whether it's in downtown Hayward or whether it's in downtown Milwaukee or somewhere out on a gravel road that Google doesn't even know where it is. You know, these are home to so many people. And yeah, it's just, you know, to be able to travel to these places and give them, you know, the love that they deserve, it's just been a blessing. I had no idea what was going to happen when I started this account, but 920 bars in, and as how many I've reviewed to this point. And sometimes I'm at a place for a half hour. Sometimes I'm there for, you know, I would say the average time is probably an hour. And other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But that's the hardest job I have, is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately, that's not the job that I have. And you know, it's one of the downsides of what I do. But yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep, you know, seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting.